Okay, Vayomer Elav. Okay, fine. Vayomer Pasuk Yud Beis. Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayomer Nisav Neilecha Vayelchal Negdecha. Yaakov says. Esav says. Vayomer Nis. Let's travel Neilecha. Let us travel. The Elchal Negdecha and I will travel Negdecha together with you. What exactly does this mean? Pasuk Yud Beis. Rashi. Pasuk Yud Beis. Nisav Kimo Shemoa Silocha. Shukumoy Shema Slach. This is the grammatical form. Kumo Shema Tzvilasi Shulcha Lhanar. Okay, he's going to the grammar. Afkan Nisa Kumo Nosa Havahanun Yisoid Adateva. Okay, this is all the grammar. I don't know what he's talking. I don't know what all the stuff is. Vitar Gum Shal Unkelis Tul Unahach. Take and go. Esav Omar Li Yaakov. Nisami Kan Vinelech. Esav said to Yaakov, let's travel from here and let's go. Let us get out of here. Let's move on. The Elchal Negdecha, Bishavel Loch, I will travel together with you at the same speed. Toiva Zu Esel Lucha She'arich Yimei Mahalachti Lelechas La'at Kasher Ata Tzorich. I'm going to do you a favor. The favor is I'm going to travel the same speed. I like the speed in the highway. Esau said, well, we travel, when I travel very, very fast. But you know what? I don't want to allow you to travel alone. So what I'll do is I will travel together with you. I will travel at the same speed. I would ordinarily get home. It would take, let's say, take me to get home 2 days. But if I'm going to go your speed, it's going to take me 5 days. I will do you this favor. Why is this called a favor? So I assume it's that Yaakov should not travel alone. It's dangerous to travel. This way, if Esav will accompany Yaakov, is that the pshat? Now, what's going on over here in this Rashi? Right. Let's see the Targum. Targum says, Va'amar nitol unahach. The word nitol means that the word nitol here in the art scroll is in bold, which means that the word nitol is an unusual translation of the word nisa. Have a feeling over here that we have a machleik between Rashi and Unkelus. Let me see over here what it says over here in the Ma'at Sari. Pasik Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Beis, he writes here, Nitol. Nitol means Nisa. L'unkelis Nisa b'loshon akasu perusho anachnu Nisa kimo behemshuch v'nelcha ela shalufi zeho yitzrach liyos dogesh b'os asamach v'zed l'okipirash rashi Nisa tzivuy kimo shulcha hanar avu b'nuschoyosh yishonis b'rashi agirsa b'unkelis is something given. So he seems over here to be saying that there is a disagreement between Rashi and Unkelus what this word means. Nelcha, does Nelcha mean, is it a command or is it a statement of fact? Is Esav saying to Yaakov, Yaakov, I'm giving you orders. I'm giving you orders. It's time to move. Move ahead. Time to move. Is that the pshat? Whereas the pshat is, Esav is saying, he's not giving commands. He's saying, I'm going to go with you now. I will travel together with you. Is it a command or not? Okay, so let's go look over here again at the words of Rashi. Now, Rashi, now with that idea in mind, you look at the Rashi again. Nelcha v'nelecha, Nissa. Okay, no one says Nissa. So it's the word Nissa. What's the meaning of the word Nissa? Unkelus says Nitol. His translation means, let us travel. It's not a. Let's see what Rashi. Rashi, then we'll do the Rashi in size. Kimo Shema'o Silocha, Shukimo Shema Silach, Nusach Acher, Kimo Shema Sivilos, Yishulchanar, Afka Nisa, Kimo Nisa. Nisa, it seems like it is. Let's see, the Targum Shunkel is Tul Unahach. Ace of Omar Liakov Nisa Mikan Vinelech. So now I think we can appreciate what he's trying to say over here is that according to Unkelus, it's not a command. Tul Unahach, take and go. Ace of Omar Liakov Nisa Mikan Vinelech, it's a command. And Rashi seems to say that it's not a command. Let me read now the art scroll in the English, what it says over here. Unkelus, I'm reading over here what it says on the bottom of the page on the Unkelus art scroll book. Unkelus interprets the Hebrew nisa as an offer to travel together. Let us. He's making Yaakov an offer he can't refuse. Let us travel together. Unlike Rashi, who explains it is a directive, it's an order, a tzivui. Travel on. Marpil Lashon explains that Unkelus took his approach since the directive to Yaakov is incongruous with the atmosphere of appeasement and goodwill portrayed by the Torah. Notably, though, Rashi cites Unkelis as reading toil, travel on, in keeping with his own explanation. So the different gears is what gears Rashi had. Okay, but the gears that we have over here is nitol means let us, the nun, nison, nitol means let us travel together. It's not, it's an offer. Let's make a deal. I will offer my assistance. I have here men, I have here food, I have here better vehicles. I have, you know, all the different things, you know, when you go on a nice trip. You know, yeah, you know, you go, I go first class. You can come first class with me. He's making Yaakov Avinu an offer. According to Rashi, he's not making an offer. He's giving a command. The time, go. I'm ordering you to move on. Now, okay, so that's a whole different attitude. What was Esav's attitude when he met Yaakov? Was he pleasant? Look, he kissed him, and he told him, Achi yilchosh asher loch. But maybe right away, you know, he changed into a mean monster and he says, you know, this is my territory. Maybe the land that they were on, I don't know, where was he traveling? What where are they traveling? Maybe the territory that he was traveling on was the territory of Esav. And Esav now is being nasty and he's saying to Yaakov, get out of here. Okay, you gave me the present, business as usual. Halachi b'yadua Esav, son of Yaakov, move on. I command you to get out of my territory. Or no, Esav was being nice and gentle. It would appear there's a major machlokes Rashi and Unkelis as to the attitude of Esav. According to Unkelis, it says nitol, which means let us, which is an offer. I want to make an offer to you. I have very nice travel arrangements. I have a private jet, and you're walking by foot or going on bicycle. Come onto my private jet. I'll take you in style back home. I'm making you an offer. According to Rashi, there's no offer. I'm out of here. I'm going on my private jet. And you, my brother Yaakov, you're on private property. Get out of here. I don't want you to linger around on my private property. Get on your bike and get your children on their bike and get out of here. He's giving a demand. That appears to be a major disagreement between Rashi and Unkelis. So Nachmol, so Rashi is Nisso Kamo Shemos Locha Shukamo Shemas Lach Shulcha Afkan Kamo Nisa Yisoid, which means I'm making, according to Rashi, Nisa Vatar, which means according to Rashi, it means it's a command. The Targum Shin Uncle is Tol Unahach. Ace of Amal Yaakov Nisa Mikan Vinelich, let us travel. So I think. Okay, I'm not really sure. Okay, it's a little bit confusing because also Rashi over here, what exactly is the Nusach? Rashi over here says, Unkelis says, Tol. That's not what it says in our Nusach. Our Nusach says, Nitol. You see, we have a problem over here. The problem over here is that in Unkelis, it says the word Nitol. And Rashi's gears of Unkelis is Tol. So the difference is, Tol is a command. Okay, Nisami Kan. And nitol means let us.
Rabbi.
Yes.
But later on, we know Esau proposed to go to the father's house. So it would be like an offer.
It would be like what?
Like an offer. Please, let's go together.
Right.
So
that's the question. The question over here is he making him an offer to travel together, to go somewhere, to do something? Because
he wants him to go to the father.
Does he? I mean, Yaakov wants to go to his father. But when Yaakov goes to his father, it doesn't say in the pasuk later on that Esav also went to his father. And maybe Esav anyway was always, that's one of the things in the beginning of the parasha, that Yaakov was afraid of Esav because Esav had the zuchus of kibud avoim. Esav always visited his father. Yaakov did not visit his father that often. He was not there for 22 years. So when Yaakov went and met his father, when Yaakov went to meet Yitzchak, did Esav come at that same moment together with him? Doesn't say. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but doesn't seem so. Or maybe that was the, you're saying that's the offer. you're suggesting that when, you're suggesting the Elchol Negdech means I will also come and
with you
to our father. And when our father will see us together, then he'll be in a good mood. He'll be in a
so
good
mood. So it's not like a treat, a suggestion.
Aha. So it means let's go together. Very good. He's saying a very, very deep idea. He's not telling him get lost, get off my property. Yeah. He's saying let's go together. Let's go and stand before our father Yitzchak together as two brothers. And Yaakov didn't want to do that. Yaakov says, no, I don't want to be seen with, I don't want to associate with you.
Yeah.
Now, I was once doing something for someone, and on this thing, it was signed, like people, were, his names were signed on a certain, like, you know, a journal ad. And the person that asked me to do it for him, I brought it to him and I showed it to him. And he says to me, no. I don't sign my name together with this guy. I have nothing in common with him. Do not put my name with him. You want to put his name? Fine. You want to put my name? Fine. Don't put my name together with him. Okay. Yaakov Avinu was doing that. Yaakov Avinu was saying, is according to your interpretation, which is very, very nice. I really like it. It's very interesting. Write this down. Is that the question over here is, the question, not just when you travel. I ask you, what are you going to travel? Travel together. I'm going to do you, what's the favor? What, are you going to go on a private jet? Are you going to go in a limousine? I'm going to go with you. It's going to take, well, Rashi says it's going to take me more time. It's going to take me, I can go very quickly. And you, I'm going to go you slow. So you're really adding more in saying, what's the nafka mean? The nafka mean is, Esav was also going to visit his father. But if Esav would go slow with Yaakov, then they would come together. And Yitzchak would see Esav and Yaakov together. That might create the wrong impression in the eyes, according to Yaakov, our father should not see me and you together. Because then he'll think, I went off the derech. He's not going to think that you became a tzaddikol. He'll think, who knows, that I went, I became buddy-buddy with you. I'll give him grief if he'll see me together with you. Maybe. You're saying a very deep idea over here. Because it needs a hesber. What's over here? We're going to walk together. Who cares? We walk together. No, it's like, you know, today in the media, everything is for show. Everything over here is for show. Mr. Glatter is calling on me. 1 second. We have a problem over here. that I might not even go altogether. I hope not. Mayor, you know what you should do? You should go send in the questions. The whole Aguda convention is about asking questions. There's an email. You can send any question you want. If they like your question, they'll say it publicly in front of all the Gedolim.
Yeah, that's my appeal.
You should go ask. They're taking questions. They're asking the Tzibur.
Yeah, why is this Kol Kaira more important?
Right, ask it. That's right. Write it up. If you write it in a respectful way, you never know. Maybe they'll actually take the question. I'm chalishing to see all the questions. Mayor, if you can hack into the email, the nasty, dirty questions people are probably sending in on secret email addresses. They probably
be. They're gonna cut it out.
Of course, they're gonna cut it out. They're gonna select whatever they want to select. They're gonna select. You know, there are people there that are going. They probably have already thousands of questions people send in, and they're gonna select the ones that they like the best, and they're gonna present it to the Gedolim. It'll be very interesting. Be very interesting. They're probably gonna get a lot of hits. People are gonna really want. I'm very curious. People are gonna send them. You can imagine what they're gonna send in. Nasty questions.
Very funny. His first wife was a Brisker, no?
Who?
Malkiel.
Yeah. Oh, so you're gonna ask him? I know. So you're gonna ask?
Huh?
You're gonna send him a question. Question from Malkiel.